Political change in Ukraine could have an impact on religious freedom. Use Sunday school materials finding new life. And Christian television in the Middle East is changing hearts one child at a time. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Western-leaning Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko dissolved parliament and declared early elections for late May. That decision's being challenged by Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, and parliament's refused to obey. There's lots at stake. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says if Yanukovych wins control,
he will limit all these Western mission groups. He will limit the church of its activity. So we have lots of concern in terms of ministry if President Yushchenko will be forced out of his office.
Several thousand supporters of Yanukovych rallied in central Kiev Wednesday. Rakhuba says the situation's tense.
They say 15 to 20,000 troops are surrounding Kiev today, and they're bringing more. One of the opposers of Viktor Yushchenko, he said publicly that there is just one step to civil war in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, North Korea faces condemnation for its religious and human rights record. Speaking from Hong Kong, Open Doors Carl Muller says that's why they're participating in North Korea Freedom Week, April 22nd through the 29th. Aside from raising awareness of the conditions, they're reminding believers of the remnant church there.
Open Doors has had the opportunity to also do a number of different projects to directly support and sustain Christians in North Korea who are suffering greatly during this difficult winter that just passed.
For the fifth year in a row, North Korea tops Open Doors World Watch List as the worst violator for religious rights for Christians. Mueller says prayer makes a huge difference.
We've been leading a three-year international daily prayer campaign for North Korea, and we believe that this is the crucial year, that 3 years of prayer will be focused on bringing light and hope to the believers and to all people in North Korea.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Sat7's combating negative propaganda aimed at children in the Arab world. Their new Christian Children's Television Network will air 24 hours a day. Rita is Sat7's Director of Children's Programming. She says that's because television has a huge impact on the lives of Arab children.
We also believe that to reach and change the Arab world, we have to start with children.
The program will air in 22 countries across 5 time zones. It will address Christian life, general education, and, of course, entertainment.
These children are a lot of times at home because the situation is bad outside, like war or poverty, or maybe in some countries it's the only way to keep the children off the street. So instead of seeing violence and killing and negative propaganda, why don't we transmit a message of love and hope and forgiving and giving?
Pray that this growing ministry will bless many families. You can visit our website to help. And hundreds of churches throw away used Sunday school curriculum and clear out back closets filled with old Christian books. Love Packages founder Steve Smith says they want those materials because they know people who are in desperate need of them.
We try to set up distribution points in various different places in the world with people that are already on the ground and already doing it. We'll break a record this year. We'll ship over 1,000 tons of literature this year. Kind of give you an idea what that's like. That's enough literature for about 50 million people to read first time.
Smith says the materials help train new leaders for ministry.
We take any and all Christian paperbacks. We take Bibles in any kind of condition. There's people all over the world that have none. We take your daily devotionals, concordances, commentaries, Bible dictionaries, regular dictionaries, all those items. You'd be surprised. There are Bible colleges all over the world that have none of those books.
Go to our website for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Call's reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns, fresh arrangements making yesterday's favorites come alive for the next generation. Your free CD is available by calling 1-800-995-4828 or get your First Call CD at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.